Hi, this is Taylor.
And Cameron.
And you're listening to the Black Maid and Debt Free podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What's going on, everybody? This is Marcus, and I would like to welcome you to another episode of the Quick Cast, powered by Black Married and Debt Free. Yes, yes, y'all. Welcome to our returning listeners. Welcome back. And to our brand new listeners, welcome. We're going to try this again. I recorded the whole episode and I didn't press the record button. So when you create music like how I do, this means the recording gods are smiling upon you, because it's going to be even better the second time around. That's all that means. So I'm excited to be on with you. If you're excited to be here, do us a huge favor and leave us a 5-star review on whatever podcast you're listening to this on. See, joining us and coming on and enjoying the podcast, but not leaving a review, is like coming into a black person's house with your shoes on. You know, you just don't do that, right? My son has a friend that comes over, he shall remain nameless, but he comes over and he has his shoes on, right? And you know, everybody's culture is different, but in a black folks' home, you just don't do it, especially when we trying to keep things nice, and you know what I mean? And we trying to have something nice, you know? So when you join our podcast, kick your shoes off. It's going to be fun. We got food in here. We have games. We have television. It's going to be a great time when you come over. But all we ask is that you leave us a 5-star review and take your shoes off. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a good time. This is your number one spot for marriage, finance, pop culture. This is where it is. And the beautiful thing about Black Married and Debt Free podcast is it's clean content. You know, you can have this on with your grandmother in the car, your children in the car. You know, I listen to a lot of podcasts and there's a lot of bad words going on. And sometimes I got to tell the kids, hey, you know, daddy's listening to some adult stuff. You know what I mean? You know, they saying bad words. But here, we're going to give it to you. We're going to keep it still swaggy, still save energy, but it's going to be clean. And you're going to walk away either inspired or learning something that you didn't learn. So we hope you enjoy this episode. Now, me and Shire have been able to do some pretty cool stuff. One of which is we were able to pay off 6-figure debt, and we ended up starting a podcast and chronicling our ride to early retirement, you know, through investing in real estate out of state, and also investing 30 to 40% of our W-2 income into the stock market, right? Because we really are pursuing early retirement and pursuing a better life for the future. And the podcast has been great because we've been able to chronicle the different stages of our walk. And if you've been listening to the Quick Cast at all, we're going to take a stroll on back to 2022, October 2022, to be exact, when the stock market was at its low. and specifically the S&P 500 was at a all-time low. But if you remember correctly, and I don't want this to be an I told you so moment, but allow me, if you will, I was still consistently, and we were still consistently investing in the stock market. And the main reason for that, for investing during a bear market, is because, see, the stock market is like one of those few things that you invest. People like to invest when it's going good. And when it's bear, people like to take their money out. People like to run from a sale. That would be like you going to Walmart when there are no sales. That's when you really want to pour your money into Walmart. But as soon as Black Friday comes and everything's half off, you're like, nah, man, I got to get up out of here. Nah, I can't do this. See, that is the time when you shouldn't be when you should be investing the most in the stock market. And I was preaching that then. We were actually doing it and living it out. And if you, by happenstance, were doing the same, because I can't give you any advice, you know, this isn't a financial advice situation. But if you, by any chance, were doing something similar, you today would have seen, since October of 2022, you would have seen 35% growth on your money. That's right. The S&P hit an all-time high on last Friday, and it is 35% higher than its October 2022 low. And the NASDAQ yesterday hit an all-time high. We lit, y'all. We lit. That's all I'm going to say about that. The stock market over the 40-year span has seen 9 years of negative growth. That leaves 31 years of positive growth, with an average of anywhere, some people say, like to put it at 8%. Some people like to put it at 10%. But if you leave your money, if you invest consistently and leave your money in the stock market over time, you should see about an 8 to 10% growth. Will you have terrible years? Absolutely. Will you have years where the growth is looking like what it's looking to be this year? Yes. If you remember a couple episodes ago, first of all, there'll be more good days than bad. But if you remember a couple episodes ago, there were some benchmarks that the financial analysts were saying we needed to hit in order to reach some historical benchmarks that really show we're going to have an amazing year throughout. Well, we're definitely hitting those benchmarks. And this year is financial analysts are saying is looking like it's going to be a bull market, a bull market. So let's have a little 101 lesson. What is a bull market? A bull market is when the price of an asset or security, in this case, stocks and indexes, keeps going up in financial markets for a period of time. In the past year, like I said earlier, the S&P 500 increased by over 20% from its lowest point. On Friday, it reached a new high, making another milestone. The S&P 500 is up more than 35% since October 2022. It's October 22 low, mostly led by large cap companies like Apple. So shout out to our friends, Amon and Christina Artist Journey. They came on our show twice. And the first time they came on our show, man, they dropped a bombshell. The S&P 500 index, or the total stock market index, they dropped that gem. A VTSAX, which is the Vanguard total stock market index. And that changed the game. That changed the game. It changed the game for a lot of our listeners. It changed the game for us personally. Because what a total stock market or an S&P 500 index or ETF does, it is gives you instant diversification, because you're now investing in the total stock market or the complete index. And as that grows, you grow, right? You don't have to figure out and analyze and aim at one particular business to dump all of your money into. You can put your money in an index that tracks the total stock market or tracks the S&P 500, and you will have experienced this growth. So a lot of times we get overwhelmed with the word stock market. It just sounds crazy, right? But if you invest in an index fund like VTSAX or the, you know, any, there are a few companies that do total stock market or S&P indexes, you will see that diversification without having to stay locked in and abreast to what is all happening and do I need to move it here. And it's kind of like set it and forget it. And that's what we have done. And we have seen, we're starting to see the compound interest kick in and the exponential growth kick in. But you have to be consistent. We've been consistently contributing what experts call dollar cost averaging for 6 years. 6 years consistently. And we're now starting to see the growth. We're starting to see that snowball grow as it picks up steam coming downhill. So that's why we preach it so much. The four things. You could call this advice, and if you do, and I get in trouble, then I'm going to just have to get in trouble for giving this advice. Limit spending, pay down debt, save for an emergency, and invest for your future. Those are the four things. If you do those four things consistently, you're going to at some point hit millionaire plus status. It's just going to happen. And you, but the key is you must be consistent. So when the market is bear, which means it's not doing great, you're still consistently contributing what you've set aside to do. When the market is doing bull, when it's a bull market and it's doing exceptional, you're consistently setting aside the amount you've decided to set aside and invest in the stock market. You can use simple vehicles like your 401k, your Roth IRAs, your 403Bs if you don't have a 401k at your job. They're simple, or just a regular brokerage account. There's many ways you can do it. We've got 6 years of podcasts that break down how to do that. So I hope that you all are on this journey with us, right? And it's not too late if you haven't got on the journey. It doesn't mean, man, I missed my opportunity. There will be more opportunities. The best time to start investing in real estate or in the stock market was yesterday. That's when you should have got into it. Cool. The second best time to invest is today. Ooh, that's a bar right there. Yeah, y'all like that one? The second best time to invest is today. So you're not too late. So, but that is just very interesting to see what the market is doing. Here's some sleepers, some surprises in the market, at least for me. Macy's. Is on the up and up. Macy's is up 3. Let's see what Macy's is at. Macy's is up 3%. Not sure what's contributing to that. I know Shire likes to get her Macy's on, you know. These ladies still shopping at Macy's. But Macy's is up, which is a surprise. Another surprise, Spirit Airlines is up. They have appealed some judgment that they were wrestling with to merge with JetBlue. And so that's looking more optimistic that that merger will actually happen. So I think that that has contributed to Spirit Airlines having a good run of late. I don't know what. I don't know much about Spirit Airlines. I haven't flown, but I know I saw that door fly off the plane. Like, that was crazy. Could you imagine a door flying off the plane while you're on the plane? Like, thank God nobody was hurt, but I know people's phones were being sucked out of their hands because of the cabin pressure and everything. And luckily this happened before they got too high in the air, because the pressure increases with the altitude. So I'm going to be on a plane Saturday, and man, if I'm going to have my seatbelt on the whole time, just in case. But a surprise that has contributed to the bull run, or the optimism of the market, is Netflix. Netflix had a expected projection for the third quarter of 2023 at around $9 million, a little under $9 million. Well, their actual subscriber base increased 13 million during the fourth quarter. I don't know what contributed to that. You know, me and Shire, actually in the fourth quarter of last year, well, maybe I think it was in January we did it. We dropped down to the lowest Netflix package, right? Like the one with ads. I mean, Hulu has ads, our YouTube has ads, Tubi has ads, HBO Max has ads. They all have ads anyway, you know what I mean? So I was just like, I'm not paying y'all all this money. Give me the $6.99 package with the ads. And it hasn't been bad at all. See, if you're my age, I'm 38, going to be 39 this year. If you grew up when I grew up, you used to commercials anyway. We had to sit through the commercials. That's when you either went and did something else, went and used the bathroom, went and got something to drink, you know, went and slapped your brother in the back of his head, got in a fight with him real quick, and then came back to the show. You did something, but you were used to commercials. You had a 30-minute show. You only watched 20 minutes of actual sitcom, because 10 minutes of it were broken up by commercials. So we're used to this. So I don't know if that new package really has helped Netflix. I think it has, because Netflix, the prices were getting crazy. It's not their shows. I mean, it's not like they have the best shows. They do have Breaking Bad, which is an absolute favorite of mine that I've watched probably 20 times back and forth. I'm actually started it over a few weeks ago, and Seinfeld. So because of those two staples alone, they get my money every month. But other than that, I don't really see a lot of stuff that I love from Netflix. So I don't know. I don't know what caused this, but that's good news for the market for sure. Let's see what else is going on. The housing market is still seeing an increase in applications for refinance and for new mortgage applications. If it has increased significantly during this first quarter, the interests rather are currently at around 6.87 for a 30-year, so just under 7, and 6.23 for a 15-year. Now, these are a little bit more manageable. We out the 8s. It looks like we're out of the 7s for now, and you know, it's looking pretty good. I can't front on it. Now we're looking a little more doable. We're seeing a newer style of build. Shout out to my brother-in-law Justin, man. Shout out to him. We were over my sister's house maybe a year or two ago, and he's an engineer, you know, and he was showing us these 3D printed homes, right? And he was trying to explain it to us, and man, it was just going over my head. But he was hyped about it, so I was trying to get into it too, you know. And I was just like, yeah, that's going to be crazy. He's like, this is going to be the future. And I'm like, man, I mean, I didn't really get it. But I knew that a machine was like kind of like laying the concrete, pasting the concrete walls down, like almost like, if I can explain it the best, it's like it's squirting the concrete out like how you do icing out of one of them icing things when you ice in a cake. And it's just building the home. Like it's you program this machine. This is what I want here. This is what you're going to do. You press enter and the machine just starts printing the house. It was crazy. Well, they're doing it in the D in Detroit. A 3D printed house was completed and put up for sale on Detroit's East Side near West Village. Would you buy a printed home? I want to know. Would you buy a 3D printed home? I just think it's able to be built faster, but I don't think it's going to be much different aesthetically, like when you're inside, because I think they're still doing drywall on the inside, but instead of the wood frame, the framing is concrete. So it's kind of cool, and they're able to build homes much quicker that way. So I think the biggest expense is the machine that does the printing, but it looks dope. It looks dope. It looks like kind of like the stucco homes that you see in California and on the West Coast. And so it looks cool. Looks cool. So we're going to keep an eye on the 3D printing homes. But yeah, the market is lit. The housing market is lit. I'm seeing a lot of memes of open houses that got people outside the door. People have been itching to buy homes. But I saw a statistic that showed that 59% of Americans who own a home right now have a sub 4% interest mortgage. Y'all, don't sell them. Don't leave a house with a sub 4% mortgage to go get you something in the sixes, in the high sixes and low sevens. I don't know. I can't tell you not to do it, but all I can say is I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. That's just me. But this is the same guy that has a 2003 Honda Pilot that is hanging on by a thread. So I'm just a very cheap dude. But y'all, I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, like I said on the front end, leave us a 5-star review on whatever podcast platform you're listening to this on. Leave us a 5-star review. It's like coming in and taking your shoes off. It's just courtesy, or at least asking, would you like for me to take my shoes off? At least ask, right? That's what you're doing every time you leave us a 5-star review. If you have, thank you. If you haven't, please do. And we're going to holler at y'all on the next one. Peace.